Lesson 5. In our communication-oriented age, listening has become more important than ever. This is why, in most companies, effective listeners hold higher positions and are promoted more often than people who are ineffective listeners. When business managers are asked to rank the communication skills most crucial to their jobs, they often rank listening as number one. Listening is so important that in one survey of America's Fortune 500 companies, almost 60% of the respondents said they provide some kind of listening training for their employees. Even if you don't plan to be a corporate executive, the art of listening can be helpful in almost every part of your life. This is not surprising when you realize that people spend more time listening than doing any other communicative activity, reading, writing, and even speaking. Think for a moment about your own life as a college student. Close to 90% of class time in U.S. colleges and universities is spent listening to discussions and lectures. A number of studies have shown a strong correlation between listening and academic success. Students with the highest grades are usually those with the strongest listening skills. The reverse is also true. Students with the lowest grades are usually those with the weakest listening skills. There is plenty of reason, then, to take listening seriously. Employers and employees, parents and children, wives and husbands, doctors and patients, students and teachers, all depend on the apparently simple skill of listening. Regardless of your profession or walk of life, you never escape the need for a well-trained ear. Listening is also important to you as a speaker. It is probably the way you get most of your ideas and information, from television, radio, conversation, and lectures. If you do not listen well, you will not understand what you hear, and may pass along your misunderstanding to others.